Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are looking at a stack of research that I think is going to hit a nerve for a lot of you. If you work in marketing, or if you run a business, or frankly, if you just have a side hustle you're trying to get off the ground, you have felt this specific pain.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the feeling that the old playbook, build it and they will come, is completely dead.
It's not just dead. I mean, it's buried. We are living in what economists are calling an economy of content saturation.
Saturation is putting it lightly. Yeah. I feel like I'm drowning in content half the time.
Yeah.
But here's the twist in the research that I want to start with. We usually blame the platforms, right?
Right. The algorithm hates me.
Yeah, exactly. Or Facebook is broken. But the source material suggests the problem isn't distribution. Platforms like TikTok, Spotify, Google, they have infinite shelf space. You can upload as much as you want.
Exactly. The pipes are wide open. The barrier has shifted. It's no longer about getting the content out there. It's a production capacity problem. It's about creating enough high-quality assets to actually fill those pipes without, bankrupting your company.
Which brings us to the two specific players we're analyzing today. We're looking at what happens when you combine a brain with an engine.
Right. So on the brain side, we have Ordo. For those not familiar, Ordo is a customer data platform, a CDP, and a marketing automation suite.
Okay.
It's the tool that unifies your data and decides who gets a message, when they get it, and why.
And on the engine side, we have Auto Content API. This is the tool promising to solve that production bottleneck we just mentioned.
And the claim here is pretty bold.
It is. They say they're transitioning content marketing from a manual craft to a scalable infrastructure.
They call it hyperscalability. And that's really our mission for this deep dive. We want to see if Auto Content API can actually act as the fuel for the Ordo machine.
Right.
Because here's the reality. Ordo allows you to build these incredible automated journeys, complex email flows, SMS triggers. But you still need something to put inside those messages.
You need water to flow through the pipes. And right now, most businesses are, running dry?
They're running dry. Or they're dripping generic content that nobody cares about.
Let's start by unpacking the economics here.
Yeah.
Because I think we underestimate how expensive it actually is to be everywhere.
It's cost prohibitive for almost everyone except, the Fortune 500.
Yeah.
Look at the data we have here on the production bottleneck.
Okay.
To be truly competitive today, a brand theoretically needs to be on four channels simultaneously. You need editorial blogs, newsletters, you need audio podcasts, you need video long form for YouTube, and you need social short form vertical video for TikTok or Reels.
And historically, those are four different teams. You have a writer, a podcast producer, a video editor, a social media manager. I mean, that's a lot of salaries.
Precisely. And even if you outsource, the costs are staggering. According to the market rates in our notes, outsourcing a single high-quality podcast episode can range from $100 on the very low end to $15,000.
15 grand for one episode.
For one episode, yeah.
I mean, I know production is hard, but that sounds insane.
If you're going for broadcast quality with sound design, professional editing, scripting.
Yes.
And let's look at short-form video. You're looking at $50 to $300 per asset if you're hiring decent freelancers.
So the result is predictable. Businesses choose one. They say, we're a blog company or we're a YouTube channel.
And they ignore the other three channels because the math simply doesn't work.
And that's where they leave growth on the table. So how does this API change the math? Because I have to be skeptical here. Usually when someone says automation and low cost, it means low quality. It means spam.
That's the skepticism we need to have. But Auto Content introduces a philosophy they call content transformation. The idea is to decouple ideation from production.
Walk me through that. What does that mean?
Well, in the traditional model, production is linear. One person writes one blog, one editor cuts one video. It's one-to-one.
Yeah.
Auto Content shifts this to what they call parallel production. You take a single high-value input, maybe it's a PDF report, a raw data set, a blog post URL, and the API programmatically transforms that single input into broadcast-ready assets across all formats simultaneously.
Okay, when you say broadcast-ready, are we talking about rough drafts that a human needs to fix? Because if I have to spend 3 hours editing the AI's work, it's not really scalable.
The claim is finished product. We're talking about MP3 podcasts complete with ID3 tags and cover art. We're talking MP4 videos with AI avatars, synchronized subtitles, B-roll, SEO-ready text structures.
Okay, that's the promise, but let's get technical for a second. How does this actually plug into Ordo? Because we keep saying API, and I feel like some listeners might be thinking, okay, this sounds great, but I don't have a team of developers.
That's the beauty of the modern stack. It's designed for headless operations, but you don't need to be a coder. Auto Content integrates with tools like make.com dash, you know, formerly Integromat and Zapier.
And Ordo plugs into those too, right?
Exactly. Ordo prides itself on connecting all your customer data with no-code integrations. So visualize the stack. You have Ordo as the trigger. You set up a journey.
Mm-hmm.
When a user does X, Ordo fires a webhook. Make.com catches that hook and acts as the conductor, sending instructions to Auto Content. You are essentially building a software robot that runs your content strategy.
You set up the logic once, and it just runs forever.
It runs forever.
Headless content production.
Yeah.
It sounds very sci-fi, but it's actually just industrial logic applied to creativity, moving from the, I don't know, the artisanal cottage industry to the assembly line.
Exactly. And once you have that assembly line, you can solve the empty pipe problem. Let's look at a concrete example from the notes. Lead scoring.
The classic marketing setup. A potential customer is on your site. They're clicking pricing pages. Their score goes up. They're getting hot.
Right. In a traditional setup, when a lead hits a score of, say, 50, Ordo triggers an email. And usually that email says, hey, thanks for your interest. Here's our latest white paper. And they attach a PDF.
Which, let's be honest, I'm probably not going to read. I'm busy. A 20-page PDF feels like homework.
It requires high effort from the user. Now, imagine integrating Auto Content API into that Ordo workflow. That same trigger lead score hits 50, sends that PDF to the Auto Content API first.
The API ingests the PDF. And then what?
It transforms it. It could turn that PDF into a Notebook LM-style audio overview.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah.
That's where two AI hosts actually banter back and forth about the content, right?
Yeah,
it sounds like a real radio show.
Yes. It analyzes the text and creates a lively two-person podcast conversation about the case study. So now, the email that lands in the customer's inbox doesn't say, read this report. It says, listen to this five-minute deep dive on how we helped a company like yours.
That is infinitely more bingeable. You're meeting the customer where they are maybe driving, doing dishes, walking the dog.
You are increasing what the report calls mental availability. You're occupying their ear time, which is much less competitive than their eye time. And crucially, you didn't have to lift a finger to produce it.
It happened automatically.
The Ordo journey triggered the API.
There's another use case here that I found slightly terrifying, but also incredibly useful. It's called the CEO paradox.
This is a fascinating concept. The paradox is simple. Data shows that consumers crave authenticity. They want to hear from the founder or the CEO.
Of course.
But the CEO is invariably the busiest person in the company. They have zero time to record content.
So usually marketing just ghostwrites for them, but it feels fake.
Mm.
Or they try to get the CEO to record a video, and it takes 3 weeks to schedule 15 minutes.
Correct. But Auto Content API has a voice cloning feature. The CEO records just a few minutes of audio once, maybe reading a generic script to train the model. The API creates a high-fidelity clone.
I feel like I know where this is going, and I'm not sure if I should be excited or scared.
You can set up an Ordo journey, maybe a weekly Monday update, SMS, or email to your top-tier clients. The text is generated based on the week's industry news, and the audio is generated instantly using the CEO's clone voice.
So the client feels like the CEO is sending them a personal voice note every week, but the CEO is actually on a plane or in a board meeting.
Exactly. You maintain that high-touch personal connection at scale. And because Ordo knows who the customer is, the message can be personalized. Hey, John, saw you were looking at the enterprise plan, spoken in the CEO's voice.
That is leverage. Pure leverage. But let's play devil's advocate for a second.
Please.
If everyone starts doing this, doesn't it just become noise? If I can clone my CEO, so can my competitors. Doesn't the value just drop?
That's a valid fear. If everyone screams, no one is heard. But the counter argument is about relevance. Right now, because content is hard to make, we send generic stuff to everyone.
Sure.
If content becomes easy to make, we can afford to be hyper-specific. And that brings us to infinite personalization.
Right. Ordo is famous for segmentation. You can slice and dice your audience into these tiny little micro-segments. People who live in Chicago bought shoes last month and clicked on the red email.
Ordo gives you a 360-degree view. But here's the challenge. If you create 50 different microsegments, you theoretically need 50 different pieces of content to target them effectively.
And no human marketing team can write 50 unique white papers in a week. They'd quit.
It's impossible. So you end up sending the same generic email to all 50 segments, which defeats the purpose of segmentation. This is where AutoContent's deep research endpoint comes in.
Deep research. That sounds like an agent.
It is an agentic workflow. It doesn't just write. It researches. It can perform multi-step reasoning and browse the live web.
Okay.
So let's say Ordo identifies a segment of your users who are interested in a very specific niche, say, AI applications in supply chain management.
That is very niche. You certainly aren't hiring a dedicated writer for that one segment.
Exactly. But you can trigger AutoContent. The API will go out, research AI and supply chain, find the latest trends, stats, news. Then it automatically generates a specific white paper, a podcast summary, and an explainer video just for that topic.
And purely for that one segment.
Yes. And the economics make this viable. This is what we call the long tail strategy.
Okay, break down the math for us. Why is this viable now?
It comes down to unit economics. To produce a short vertical video, manually hiring an editor, finding stock footage, it costs about $300.
Right.
For that video to be profitable, it needs thousands of views. You need a viral hit. You're swinging for the fences every time.
But with AutoContent API,
generating that same video costs about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros. That's the price of a coffee.
Exactly. When the asset costs 4 euros, it doesn't need to go viral. It doesn't even need 100 views. It only needs to generate one single lead or answer one specific question to be profitable.
Wow.
It allows Ordo users to target hyper-specific customer needs that their competitors are ignoring because it's too expensive.
That completely flips the script on what's worth creating. You can essentially flood the zone with niche content that only matters to 5 people. But those 5 people are the ones you really want to convert.
It's the difference between fishing with a single line and fishing with a net that covers the entire ocean.
Speaking of covering the entire ocean,
let's
talk geography. Ordo is a global tool. I saw in the notes they have data hosting in the EU, USA, Australia. They're built for global compliance.
They are. But having data centers in other countries doesn't mean you can market to the people there effectively. Language is the ultimate barrier.
Right.
You might have a killer campaign running in the US, but it's useless in Germany if it's in English.
And usually translating a campaign means hiring a localization agency. That takes weeks, costs a fortune. And by the time you get the assets back, the campaign is over.
Well, AutoContent API supports over 50 languages. And remember, it's not just translating text. It can take an English podcast, transcribe it, translate it, and resynthesize the audio into Spanish, German, or Japanese.
So an Ordo journey running English can just fork.
Exactly. You set up a logic branch in Ordo. If user location equals Spain, trigger the API to generate the Spanish assets. You are instantly multiplying your total addressable market, your TAM, by 5 or 10 times without hiring a single local content manager.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to pivot here. We've talked a lot about marketing getting new customers, but Ordo isn't just a marketing tool. They have a huge suite of support features too.
Oh, yeah. Team inboxes, live chat, knowledge bases.
Right.
Correct. And frankly, support is often where the customer relationship is made or broken. You spend all this money acquiring a customer, and then they have a technical issue, and if you fail them there, they churn.
And the biggest friction point in support today seems to be what the notes call the explainer gap. What is that?
It's the gap between what the user needs and what the company provides. You have a user who is stuck. They look at your knowledge base, and what do they find?
A wall of text, a 2,000-word article on how to configure your SMTP settings.
Which is boring, hard to follow, and honestly, hard to write. If I see a wall of text, I'm just skimming it.
Me too.
Exactly. People don't read, they scan. And if they can't find the answer in 10 seconds, they open a support ticket. That ticket costs you money, human time.
So how does AutoContent fix this? Is it just writing better articles?
It's visualizing them. The API can crawl your documentation pages, those boring text articles, and generate 60 to 90 second explainer videos. It can create horizontal videos for the desktop site or vertical shorts for mobile users.
Complete with avatars and subtitles.
Yes. So you embed these videos right at the top of the help article.
That's got to help with SEO too. Google loves video.
It has a huge impact. It increases dwell time, how long someone stays on the page. But more importantly, the data shows that adding explainer videos leads to fewer support tickets.
That's a direct cost saving.
You are answering the question visually before they even need to talk to a human. And I assume this loops back to Ordo support inbox.
It does. If the agents have these videos ready, they could just paste a link in the chat instead of typing out a long, confusing explanation. It streamlines the entire workflow. There's another layer to this support capability that I wanted to touch on. The notes mention reaction loops. This sounded like social listening, but like turbocharged.
Yes. This is about moving from reactive to proactive. Auto Content has a module that monitors platforms like X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit. It analyzes trends and sentiment in real time.
So it's listening for trouble.
It's listening. Let's say there's a sudden spike in complaints about a specific industry regulation, or maybe a competitor server goes down. The API detects this trend.
And then what? It just sends you an email saying, hey, look at this.
It goes a step further. It can generate a market alert video, a quick update explaining what's happening. Then Ordo can take that video and push it via SMS or push notification to your customers immediately.
That is newsjacking on autopilot.
It is. You are reacting to market events in real time, positioning your brand as the source of truth, all before your human team has even finished their morning coffee.
That speed is a competitive advantage in itself.
Mm.
If you explain the problem first, you own the solution.
Speed is the new currency. In a world of infinite content, the fastest, most relevant content wins.
I want to zoom out a bit. We've talked about today the bottlenecks, the costs, the current tech. But the source material touches on something coming down the pipeline that I think is critical. They call it the agentic web.
This is the big shift. We need to stop thinking about the web as a library for humans. The web is evolving. We are moving from a world where humans read content to a world where AI agents read content to answer human questions.
Like when I ask ChatGPT a question or when I use Google's new AI overview, it's reading the web for me. I'm not clicking the links anymore.
Exactly. You aren't visiting the websites. The agent is. To survive in that world, your content needs to be machine readable. If your content is trapped in a flat PDF or a messy blog post, the agent might miss it.
So how do we fix that?
Auto Content API creates content with this in mind. It doesn't just output video and audio. It outputs structured data JSON files, FAQs, schema markup.
So basically formatting the information so the robots can understand it easily.
It ensures that when an AI agent is scraping the web looking for an answer about your industry, your brand provides the structured data that the agent uses. It's about dominating the search results in the AI era.
That's a huge insight. We usually think about SEO as keywords for humans, but this is SEO for robots.
It is. And there was a note about audio SEO, too, which ties into this.
Right. Voice search, Siri, Alexa.
Voice search is growing, but also the new voice modes on LLMs. Search engines are beginning to index audio content much more effectively. By using auto content to convert every single text blog post into a podcast and distributing it via Ordo, you are ensuring your brand is visible in the audio SEO landscape.
So if you are making audio, you're basically invisible to voice search.
You are invisible to a growing percentage of queries. And with the cost reduction being so low, remember, €4, there's no excuse not to have an audio version of everything you write.
Wow. Okay, let's bring this all home. We started this episode with the idea that the build it and they will come era is over, and that simply posting content isn't enough anymore because everyone is posting content.
And we've seen that the solution isn't just try harder or hire more people. It's about changing the infrastructure. Ordo provides the vehicle, the incredible automation, the data, the analytics. It's a Ferrari of a marketing platform. It knows exactly where to go.
But a Ferrari won't go anywhere without gas.
And that's what Auto Content API is. It is the infinite, high-quality, multimodal fuel. It allows a business to be, as the report says, everywhere, every day, in every format.
It really shifts content production from this chaotic, hope-we-get-it-done creative project to a predictable industrial engine.
That is the key takeaway. It's an industrial engine for growth. You are decoupling your growth from your headcount. You don't need to hire 10 more people to reach 10 more markets. You just need to scale the API.
Which leaves us with a pretty big question to chew on.
It does. It raises a provocative thought. If the cost of high-quality content production drops to near zero, if you can make a broadcast-quality video for the price of a coffee and distribution is fully automated by tools like Ordo, what becomes the new differentiator for a brand?
Right. If everyone can produce infinite content, who wins?
Is it the uniqueness of your underlying data? Is it the personality you program into the AI? Or is it simply a race of who can run the machine the fastest?
That is something I'm going to be thinking about for a long time. It feels like we are on the edge of a massive shift in how business is done.
We absolutely are. The barriers are gone, which means the competition is about to get a lot more interesting.
Well, that is all for this deep dive. A huge thank you to everyone listening. If you are using Ordo, you might want to look into what kind of fuel you're putting in the tank. We will catch you on the next one.
Goodbye, everyone.